Today, we'd like to see Ephesians chapter 3, verses 12 to 21, under the title of Exceedingly. To online words of multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him. How can we have boldness and access to God? How can we have boldness and access to God? Question 2, in verse 13, therefore I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. What does it mean? What does it mean? Last question 3, in this chapter, what are Paul's four prayer requests? What are Paul's four prayer requests? First of all, we want to see a brief background. This is a Paul's letter from prison. Chapters 1 through 3 talks about all of blessings to Christians, all of blessings to us. Chapters 4 through 6 about how we should walk or how we should live. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 1, for this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles. So here, disciple Paul indicated by himself the prisoner because of Jesus Christ. So he was imprisoned because he preached gospel to the people. That's a violation of Roman Empire security law at that time. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 11, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, which God accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, then verse 12, in whom, in Christ Jesus our Lord, we have a boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him. So first question, how can we have boldness and access to God the Father? The answer is, in Christ Jesus our Lord, we have a boldness and access with confidence through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast or firmly our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness. Here, in the Old Testament time, the people could not go to see God the Father without through high priest. But in the New Testament, Jesus Christ Himself became the high priest. That's why today, whoever are born again Christian can come to God the Father in Jesus' name, which means we can pray God the Father through Jesus Christ's name. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness. So which means Jesus Christ Himself became a man, so He had experience with all human natures because He came here as a man. That's why that high priest who is Jesus Christ cannot sympathize with our weakness, which meaning Jesus Christ can understand our weakness because Jesus Christ experienced the human nature as a man. But was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So Jesus Christ also are tempted, but sinless. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So whenever we have a needy time or a difficult time, so we can ask God the Father in Jesus' name. Then the God might give us mercy and grace. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, 20. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. Here, when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for our sin, that time the veil separated between the holy place and the most holy place was broken. So the broken veil is a type of Jesus Christ's broken body on the cross. So the torn veil, so no separation between holy place and the most holy place where the God was present in the Old Testament time. So, therefore, now we can go to God the Father with boldness and access based upon our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. That's verse 12. That's our blessing. Verse 13, therefore I ask that you do not lose heart in my tribulations for you, which is your glory. So 13, what it does mean? I, meaning Paul, ask that you, efficient Christians, do not lose heart. You shouldn't be discouraged at my tribulation. So Paul's tribulation, he sent this letter from imprisonment. So you shouldn't feel sorry, sad for my imprisonment, because I preached the gospel for the people, that you Ephesians could have an opportunity to be converted to Christianity. That's your glory. Ephesians' conversion to Christians, that's your glory, that's your honor. So here we can see Christian life is not guaranteed to be easy life. Why? Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, then Jesus said to his disciples, or the followers of Jesus, so consider it as all Christians. First requirement, if anyone desire to follow Jesus, first step require, let him deny himself. Deny yourself. So self-denial, first step. Then number two, take up his cross. So take up whatever God's calling. You might be mother, you might be wife, you might be husband. So whatever call, take up the cross, his cross, and follow me, then follow Jesus. So our Christian life is following the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we are praying, we are being sanctified with the Holy Spirit to following the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ is the great example for our life. Then, verse 14, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here, bow my knees a type, his heart to surrender, his heart to submit to God. So, here, disciple prays, bow his knees to God the Father. But even you are standing prayer, your heart should be submitted and surrendered to God. Mark chapter 11, verse 25, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. So before submitting to the Lord, before praying to the Lord, you have any bitterness, any the upset to less, you should resolve, you know, that bitterness with your brother and sister. Also, Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11, therefore God also has highly exalted him. So Jesus submitted to God the Father even to death. Then, therefore, God the Father also has highly exalted Jesus and given him, Jesus, the name which is above every name. So Jesus is above every name, that all the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Here again, every knee should bow means every people has a heart to surrender, submit to God. That's a recommend, should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under it, on the earth. So all creatures should bow to Jesus, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. So we should confess Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. So ultimately, God's glory. Here, so we can see bow my knee is the symbol, pulls the heart to surrender, submitted to God. Verse 15, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So the whole family in heaven, all Christians in past, some Christians already dead, so those Christians are in heaven. But some, like us, we are on the earth. But in the future, my children to be born again. So in the future, all whole family means all Christians in past tense, present tense, and future tense. One union with the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times. Dispensation means the rule of house. So, or the plan meaning, you know, God's plan, God's rule over the house. House meaning the people, you know, over the house. Over the fullness of the times. Here, times plural. So at least more than two or more. So Old Testament time and New Testament time. So times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. God might all together everything in one all thing in Jesus Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. Also, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21 to 23, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, that the rankest of angels, you know, or good angels or bad angels. So dominion, that is rankers, is principality, power, might, dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this age, in this time, but also in that which is to come, the future too. And he put, the God, the Father, put all things under his feet. So Jesus feet, and gave Jesus to be head of all things to the church. So God allowed Jesus the head of all things of church. So the Jesus control church, so below church is all creatures, which is his body. So church herself is Jesus' body, the fullest of him, fullest of Jesus, who fills all in all. So who is Jesus? What is Jesus described here. So whole family, which means all Christians in past tense, present tense, and future tense, who are one union with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then verse 16, that he would grant to you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. So God, the Lord, would grant us according to the richness of his glory, the Lord's glory, to be strengthened with might. Might is a Greek word, dunamis. Dunamis, which means power. Like dunamis, like a dynamite. English word originated from Greek word dunamis. So extreme, you know, power. Might through his spirit. Then in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but you shall receive power, here dunamis, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So the Spirit of God, or the Spirit of Christ, you are upon you, you know, the upon you, which means pour over the Holy Spirit upon you from heaven up to the bottom. So then you will have a power. You can be witness to Jesus Christ. That power through Jesus Christ in the inner man. So inner man, not outer man. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. Here, Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. Might also we can see in the Old Testament, Psalm chapter 138, verse 3, in the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength here. With strength in my soul. So when we pray, you know, to the Lord, you know, earnestly, the Lord, you know, give us strength in our soul. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29, he gives a power to the weak. So God gives a power to the weak people and to those who have no might. He increased strength. So God, you know, increased strength to those who have no might, no power. Also, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, be not discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you. I will hold you up with my righteous right hand. So God strengthened you. God, you know, gives you power. Then, dwell in your heart through faith. Dwell means to just settle down and make himself at home in your heart. So the Lord Jesus Christ himself settled down at home in my heart, your heart. That means dwell Christ. The Spirit of Christ dwells in your heart through faith, based upon faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. So the Holy Spirit's fruit, agape love. So the rooted, so Holy Spirit's giver, the love. So we give Jesus love to other people, rooted and grounded in love. Then verse 18, may be able to comprehend with the older saints. Saints meaning the old Christians, all born again Christians. What is the width and length and depth and height? Four dimension. So the God's love is uncontainable. To know the love of Christ. Here, to know. Know is a Greek word, ginosko. Ginosko meaning to know by experience. So through our life, we experience the love of Christ that we might know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. So knowledge is we just know, but above just brain knowledge, then we know, by experience, we know Jesus' love, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, all the fullness of God, all the full blessings of God, you know, filled to us. Then verse 20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that. Now to the Lord who is able to exceedingly abundantly. Exceedingly abundantly, which meaning not just more than, which meaning, you know, immeasurable, you know, exceedingly abundantly, overflows beyond our thoughts or imagination, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That power meaning the Holy Spirit power or God's power that work in us. Second Chronicle chapter 6 verse 18, Solomon built up into temple. Then you know Solomon prayed to the Lord. The temple itself could not contain God. So that's true. Here, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 18, but will God indeed truly dwell with man on the earth? Rhetorical question. So God, you know, the temple cannot contain God, but God came into the temple to listen to the people's prayer. Behold, heaven and heavens of heavens cannot contain you. Even heaven cannot contain God. How much less this temple which I have built? How much less this temple which I have built? So that God's power, according to God's power, that's why the blessing is exceedingly abundantly. We ask or think. That's why Jesus said, John chapter 16, verse 24, until now you have asked nothing in my name. So we should ask in Jesus' name. Then so we can go to God the Father, boldness and access with God the Father. Ask and you will receive. Ask, you will receive, that your joy may be full. So we should ask the Lord according to His will. So then you will receive. Then the joy may be full over our heart, you know, the Lord's joy. Joy is the description over agape love. So agape love, you know, can describe it in many ways, you know, joy, you know, peace, long suffering, you know, many ways. So joy may be full. Then verse 21, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. To God be glory. So ultimate glory to God in the church by Christ. The church is Christ's body. Church head, you know, Christ. By Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Verse 21 is called as doxology. Doxology meaning prayer to praise to God, prayer to honor God, prayer to glorify God. That's called doxology. Let's see each question in verse 12. In whom we have a boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him. How can we have boldness and access to God? The answer, we can have boldness and access to God in Christ Jesus, the Lord, with confidence through faith in Christ Jesus, the Lord. That's our question one answer. Question two, in verse 13, therefore I ask that you do not lose heart in my tribulation for you, which is your glory. What does it mean? Therefore, Paul asked that Ephesians Christians do not be discouraged, shouldn't be discouraged at my Paul's imprisonment for you, imprisonment for you, because the disciple preached the gospel to Ephesians. That's why disciple Paul was imprisoned, which is your glory. So you now your conversion to Christianity, that's your honor, your glory. It means so. Last question, in this chapter, what are Paul's four prayer requests? There's a four prayer request, verse 16. First one is a might through his spirit in the inner man. Disciple ask Ephesians has the power through his spirit, meaning Holy Spirit power in the inner man, in to Ephesian Christian. That's prayer request number one. Prayer request number two, dwell in your heart through faith. The Spirit of Christ may dwell in Ephesians Christian's heart based upon through faith. Then, three questions, rooted and grounded in love. That is rooted, nourished, the love. So your inner man is growing from rooted, grounded love. That's the third prayer request. Last of the fourth prayer request, verse 18 and 19. Comprehend with the older saints, understand with older saints what is the width and length and depth and height to know the love of Christ. So you should know the love of Christ, then the love are filled with all the fullness of God. So bottom line is all spiritual blessing will be filled to Ephesians Christians. That's the fourth prayer request. Let's sing song, the last song, then we'll pray the Lord's Prayer.